Rohan Gunaratna is the head of terrorist research at the Institute for Defense and Strategic Studies in Singapore and a senior fellow at the Combating Terrorism Center at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Gunaratna has studied terrorism for 2 decades and is the author of the best-selling book Inside Al-Qaeda, Global Network of Terror. The native of Sri Lanka has interviewed more than 200 terrorists in dozens of countries, and he says there are now terror groups around the world that are trying to act like Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda has morphed from a group into a movement. Today, in place of Al-Qaeda, we have 30 to 40 different groups from Asia, Africa, Middle East, seeking to emulate Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has influenced these groups operationally and ideologically.
Gunaratna says because these organizations are scattered, security and intelligence services must monitor and respond to multiple threats as the terror groups employ classic Al-Qaeda tactics such as suicide bombings and multi-target attacks. He says the threat of terrorism has increased significantly since the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States.
We have seen many of these local jihad groups that traditionally believed in local jihads are now believing in the global jihad. Today, they are not only fighting their local governments and the non-Muslim populations, but also the United States, their allies and their friends. This is the single biggest development we have seen in the international terrorism landscape in the past 4 years.
Gunaratna says after the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan, most Al-Qaeda members fled to Pakistan and Iran. He says about 100 Al-Qaeda members and their families, including 4 sons and 2 wives of Osama bin Laden, are currently in Iran. Gunaratna says the porous nature of many borders in the Middle East and a common cause has encouraged terrorist groups to cooperate with each other.
Today we are seeing great exchange of personnel, great exchange of technologies and ideas across these groups. Today it really doesn't matter whether you are Al-Qaeda or whether you belong to any other organization. The main interest is that you believe in the global jihad. And this is largely post-Iraq invasion development.
Gunaratna says Al-Qaeda's main objective remains the same. It is to create its own Islamic states wherever Muslims live throughout the world. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.